From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In Haiti, the new president is sworn in and sets to work immediately with her Council of State on an election timetable. In Grenada, people go to the polls to select a new government, but will it be a coalition government? And Jamaica's tourism minister pledges to triple the financial support for marketing the island's tourism in Europe. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Grenadians went to the polls today for the second general election since the US invasion of October 1983. When they voted last time, December 1984, it was a hurriedly assembled coalition of parties that held off the challenge of Sir Eric Gehry and his GULP party. But that coalition eventually split into three separate parties, all of which are contesting today's election. Analysts predict that the prospect of further political deals are likely after the result is known later tonight. Covering the election for the independent newspaper is journalist James Ferguson, who's also researching a book entitled Grenada, Revolution in Reverse. I spoke to James a short while ago and asked him what's the current mood.
I think there's a good deal of anxiety and there's a good deal of undecidedness and a vague sort of apprehension in the air. It's very common for people to say at this stage in an election that they don't know who's going to win exactly, but I think really they do mean it very literally here today. There's a sense that really no one knows what the result is going to be and everybody's waiting rather apprehensively, I think, for the results to come through.
Has there been any indication of perhaps outside interference in the election so far?
Well, there have been one or two allegations flying around. The Prime Minister, Ben Jones, accused the New National Party of having Jamaican supporters here, i.e. supporters of the Jamaica Labour Party, to which the New National Party is affiliated in the Caribbean Democrat Union. On superficial evidence, there is really no reason to see that as an important part in the election. There is some evidence, too, that there may be a small US military presence here. But on the whole, I can't say that I've seen anything that leads me to believe that there's any external influence going on here at all.
James, you've actually been to see Sir Eric Gehry earlier this week. What's your impression of him? Many people are wondering if he will be capable of running the country should his party be successful, whether he's running it solely or as part of a coalition.
When I saw Sir Eric earlier this week, I got the impression that that he is looking at all the possibilities in terms of the up-and-coming election. When I asked him about some form of possible alliance with another of the parties, he was quite reluctant to discuss that in any detail, but he did say something about, along the lines that the imagination has no limits. So he's obviously keeping his options open. In terms of his ability to rule, I really couldn't judge that. He was perfectly able to conduct a very interesting interview with me for half an hour or so. There have been a number of allegations, particularly I think yesterday, that Sir Eric's health is in a very poor state and that he's in fact booked a flight out of Grenada either today or tomorrow to receive some treatment. But a lot of people dismiss this as pure pre-polling day election tactics on the part of another party.
Has there been any indication so far today of any of the major parties getting together to conduct a deal for a coalition party?
Not on the face of it, no, but of course all these things would happen behind closed doors. Every party is, of course, saying, as one would expect it to, that it expects to win an overall majority. I think in reality, no one party is likely to do that by a convincing margin. It is conceivable that one party might win, say, perhaps 8 out of 15 seats. I would imagine everyone really is waiting, keeping their options open until about 8 o'clock tonight when the results are known, and then I suspect that the real political dealing will start if there isn't a clear-cut result.
James Ferguson in Grenada.
J'ai accepté cette lourde tâche au nom de la femme haïtienne.
Haiti's interim president, Madame Pascale Trouillot, speaking this morning at her inauguration ceremony in Port-au-Prince. She and a 16-man council of state will run the country's affairs until elections are held. Madame Trouillot came to power very much by accident, chosen by the main opposition groups following the fall of Prosper Avril. Alan Tomlinson was at her inauguration ceremony this morning.
Her appointment is simply a political compromise aimed at solving a constitutional problem created by General Avril's resignation. She'll govern only in an interim capacity with the aid of a 19-member Council of State made up of representatives from many sectors of Haitian society, including the church, business and trades unions. In the last resort, the Council of State will have veto power over the new president should serious differences on policy arise. In taking office at a ceremony in the National Palace, Madame Trouillot acknowledged that her principal task is to bring about general elections in Haiti as quickly as possible and to hand over to a democratically elected government. She had been chosen.